HKX. Mobile.
Is that LK Mobile? Hey, Patrick.
Shane, you on the road already?
Left Granger down here in Fountain Inn. Gotta head up to Spartanburg. It's not like the interstate will be busy.
That.
Didn't hear the facetiousness in my voice.
When is 85 not busy?
1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's when most normal people are in the bed, right?
Normal people, I caught it.
Be on your toes, old man.
This conversation, I don't feel so bad.
Everybody's got to do their thing, I guess.
Found, I do have Richard's phone number. I must have copied it when he gave it over the air one time, so I sent him a text. I don't know if he's going to get it or not, but I figured Sally might look at his phone.
But if not, I'll let you know what's going on, if I hear anything.
Appreciate it. Give me just a minute here. I got to make a right turn into traffic. I had to make a right turn uphill with a heavy load, so I needed both hands.
Feet, right?
Must need the 1 foot.
Yeah. I was just seeing if you picked up on it. Anybody else out of the weeds there?
Like it?
Now we're home, sitting in their warm recliners, eating supper, or just ate and getting ready to take a nap.
People.
We are out here. I'm on this little two-lane narrow back road, and you're out on the main highway.
On 385 here now. Should be good to go for a while. Last night I stayed up after the net. I stayed up a little bit late and I watched some of those videos on YouTube with the, what is it, the tech prepper and building that or making that bag for the radio. That's pretty cool.
Nice setup he's got. I like a lot of his stuff. And, you know, it's all radio stuff, most all of it anyway. So I enjoy watching a lot of his and learn a lot from it.
Because he must have a lot of extra time and a lot of extra cash to spend.
I'm with you. But I think he works from home most of the time.
I'm sitting there thinking about the time that he invests in getting those things done. And then he talked about doing the POTAs and going out on weekends and then making the YouTube videos. I'm like, man, this guy must have a lot of free time on his hands.
He's got some pretty good content, too. So did you happen to see any on that program he's custom building?
Specifically looked for the radio, the go bag or whatever he calls it. Looked for that, watched a couple of those. And I'd watched the one where he was doing the NVIS experiment with the antenna low to the ground, trying to get a close contact on HF.
One of his newer ones.
The one that popped up when I looked him up, and I just went ahead and watched that first.
Pretty involved with the radio stuff for sure, and pretty smart guy, it seems like it.
Him like you, think about the same amount of time, I think, a couple of years.
I think he got his license about the same time I did.
You're right. I've talked to a guy named Jack, W4TWX. He lives down at 6 Mile. As the crow flies, he's 16 miles from me, and we've talked on 20 meters two or three times. I'll be, you know, tooling around, listening around the band, and all of a sudden I'll hear him. And he sounds like we're talking on FM almost. And then other times, he's way down in the noise. I know he's in there, but I can't, you know, I can barely copy him.
You were meeting Jack face-to-face when we went down to Stone Mountain.
I talked to him on his repeater and on 20 meters. But, and he, you know, he's got a I think he's got a 150-foot tower, and I'm running a wire about 20 feet up. And, you know, it could be we're doing ground plane. I don't know. Or ground wave, not ground plane, ground wave. But I'm pretty sure there's some hills between us, so I don't think that's what it is.
Huge one.
And it's probably just they're at the right bounce.
Street chain. Were y'all talking about Jack Norris?
Remember his last name, W4TWX.
Sure, that's him. Yeah, I did not realize he was at Lawrenceville this time around. I missed him. I usually do see him. And, yeah, I hadn't seen him in a long time. Over.
So, I guess we just missed all kinds of people, didn't we?
Under that, yeah, and if it's not somebody you know really well and take them out of a crowd, it's tough to see anybody. But yeah, I was under the impression Jack didn't drive anymore, but I'm not sure.
I think he rode down with somebody, two other guys. I can't remember their names.
As if you were able to meet down there in Georgia, down the. And I missed what you said, Keith. Did you and Patrick meet up?
For CHY? No, we did not. We were going to text each other, and I got roaming around and looking at stuff and didn't think about it until I was about ready to go.
I was the same way. There's so much to look at. I was caught up in doing that.
It'll happen one day. Patrick's pretty in 4ZLK.
I've spread rumors like that, K4HKX. But I got a phone call I got to take right quick. It's the wife. She's wondering where I'm at. I'll be right back.
Put up a good front on the repeater anyway, so that you got that going for you anyway. And yeah, Shane, if you ever get a chance to go over to the house, yeah, that tower is pretty impressive.
There was a drone video, too, of it on his website, I believe. Yeah, I know, it looked impressive. He said he doesn't climb them anymore. He's not able to. His legs won't take it. But apparently he's put up towers for a lot of people. Helped put them up around the area and probably further out than just around here.
From what I understand, he used to go all over the place putting up towers. I actually bought one from him, and I couldn't find anybody to do the concrete. Well, I could find the concrete. It was just doing the forms and getting ready for the concrete. Had difficulty finding anybody, so I ended up letting him sell it to somebody else.
Yeah, I'm back, guys.
To the grocery store on the way home.
I wanted to make sure I was on my way.
Had a lot, too. I didn't leave the... I didn't leave work last night until about 7 o'clock, rolling out of the parking lot, and I looked down at my phone and had a text, when are you getting out of there? And it was like 20 minutes before that, over.
I get those occasionally.
I do quite often. I mean, I've been down here since 5:30 this morning, and I'm ready to go home.
Working, Patrick?
Stop. I'm heading home now. I'm turning off the 414 on to 25. A little bit longer than it's supposed to be.
That's longer than my long days. I usually will average about 9 every now and then. I'll do a 10 like I did last night. But much beyond that, I get burnt out in the old brain. Over.
But I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning, and so I might sleep in a little bit in the morning.
Hey, I understand, so you should be able to sleep in tomorrow.
Usually do light Fridays anyway, like work a half a day or something like that, or have other things other than running the truck around.
Yes, sir, and this is the exact reason why.
Getting back to Jack, yeah, like I said, if you ever get a chance to go over there, the I really wanted that tower that he sold me. It was somebody one that somebody had and had to take it down, and but it was a crank up tower, and got over there and couldn't load it, and he said we get somebody to load it, and then I couldn't get anybody to do the foundation for it, so I kind of blew it off. But it's been nice to have. But yeah, he's in a double wide over there, and he's got a beam sitting on top of that tower that's bigger than a double wide. Over.
It looked impressive from the video. In fact, I think that video showed somebody was on the tower, and it might have been him because it's an older video. But man, it looked like it was way up there.
Some YouTube videos loaded up there about setting a tower.
So knowledgeable on that stuff. I wish I could have got him a year or two earlier, because I come in about the time he had stopped doing it. He would still climb one every now and then, but he had his antennas got damaged in a storm. In fact, I think it might have been when that tornado come through here, through Seneca. And he told me then he wasn't climbing it then to get them repaired. So I guess he got somebody else. And I didn't realize it, but he filed that stuff on insurance on, I think, his homeowner's policy. Or
I thought of doing that.
But if they helped cover it, because they've tried to get out of stuff that are inside the house for me years ago. I had a water leak in the basement, and they threatened to cancel me as soon as I, you know, if I filed on it. And I was like, well, what's the point of the insurance, you know? I thought that's what it was for.
Belong to this high-priced country club that you never get to use. And when you do use it, it goes up or they kick you out.
Roger, you ain't welcome here no more. Yeah, and I don't know if he's got like a special rider or on the policy, or if it's just covered in the homeowners. But yeah, I thought that was really cool that insurance is going to take care of it. And he did eventually get somebody out there to climb the towers and take them down and put the new ones up, I guess.
One of his VHF repeater from my house, but I can't get the UHF for some reason. I guess they're located a little bit different location than the VHF, but he said, I called him on that one time. He said, I didn't know which repeater was on because I never used the VHF. People call me on the UHF.
I've tried his repeaters. I really need to. I've heard him a couple of times on HF and couldn't get back to him. Like I said, I hadn't talked to him in a long time. Yeah, and I don't know if y'all, I was telling Gary one night on the net that I was up there visiting with him, and we went up the mountain where the towers are, and they have an old fire tower sitting on top of the mountain up there that they relocated up there. And it was always a childhood dream to climb one of them towers. And we got up there and was walking around. He's like, yeah, you want to go up in the fire tower? It's like, yeah. So I got to fulfill that about, you know, almost 60 years later.
Near Fred's and then the Nancy Mountain, or is it on 6 Mile Mountain?
It's on 6 Mile.
If that was the repeater that was up there next to Fred's.
The one, is it 6 Mile that has the remnants of like a hospital that they were going to build and I guess never finished?
Yeah, I don't know either. I used to go through 6 Mile on the way to the lake years ago, back in the 70s, on the way to Kiwi. Or go by the sign for 6 Mile, but I've never been down there since then. You're not making the repeater. You're probably in the black hole, maybe.
That was me. I probably got some interference on the HT here. I'm doing crossband. Yeah, I was saying I think it is 6 Mile, and I think most of the other repeaters in that area are on Glassy.
Area out. I've seem to last me, you know, when I drive into Pickens, but there's so much beauty out that way, just driving around, there's so much to see.
Patrick to come back in there, but we moved up to this area from Savannah, and man, it was such a nice change from, you know, flat nothingness to the foothills. First started out in Fountain Inn and loved it there, and then moved over this way and loved it even more. Over.
That I was taking me a drink of my Pepsi there. But gentlemen, I am making the climb up the mountain, so I'll be losing here shortly. So I'm just going to sit on the side and listen. Shane, you be careful on the ride tonight. And Keith, I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, Scott.
Good to hear you this evening. I hope you have a good night and get some rest. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Good to hear you. Talking to you, and be careful on the rest of the way home, and we'll catch you later. KO4HKX, KN4CHY, and Shane, I will be getting out of here shortly. We got dinner almost ready.
Appreciate you riding along with me. I'm headed up to Spartanburg. I only got a couple more exits to go. Traffic's moving along good on both ways, so when I come back, hopefully it'll still be the same way. I'll talk to you again, Keith. Have a good evening. Good to hear you. KN4CHY, N4ZLK.
Yeah, reiterating what Patrick was saying, be careful tonight on the job, on the road, and we'll catch you a little later. KN4ZLK, KN4CHY, I'll be clear and listening from the other route.